It's the Morning Midwest Digest. Good morning, everyone. I'm Max Armstrong, reporting from Chicago, with news and commentary from across the heartland of America. Our Wednesday morning edition of the Midwest Digest is being brought to you by Mystic Lubricants. I'll have this morning's stories coming right up. I was at the county fair in Valparaiso, Indiana, just a few days ago, watching traditions being passed along from one generation to the next. As they were exhibiting the livestock, the kids were learning a lot about work ethic, for example. And one of the things being passed along into many of our farm families is how to care for the equipment. Many kids and grandkids have learned that and carried that on into their adult life, and many have come to rely on Mystic Lubricants to keep machines working harder for longer, season after season. Mystic products like their legendary JT6 grease are specially formulated to perform in even the harshest environments. No matter if your machines are 3 days new or three decades old, you can count on Mystic to protect your family's tradition of caring for the equipment. Find your local Mystic distributor or retailer by going to their website, mysticlubes.com. It's M-Y-S-T-I-K, lubes.com. So the kids are watching TV less, but they're watching other screens more, and it's making them fat. Maybe you saw the Heart Association report that specifically cited the more sedentary lifestyle of the kids. 5 to 8 year olds spend almost 3 hours a day watching TV, using smartphones, tablets, and other devices. And this statistic jumps out at you. That Nielsen survey of more than 4,000 parents showed about 1 in 5 10-year-olds. 10-year-olds, 1 out of 5, has their own smartphone. That horrible train fatality in Northwest Indiana is still being investigated, where the two toddlers were out on the tracks as the freight train came along. I can tell you from my many rides up in the locomotive cab that with the family and the friends and the neighbors of those kids, someone else is really hurting. From This Week in Agribusiness, China may have to start buying U.S. soybeans again in coming weeks, despite the trade war between the two countries. Now, this comes from Oil World, the Hamburg-based oilseed industry publication. Oil World says other regions cannot supply enough soybeans to meet China's needs. And with South American export supplies expected to be down sizably from a year earlier in the next 6 months, China will face very tight domestic soybean supplies unless it resumes large-scale purchases of U.S. beans. The former Colorado State Patrolman sure was surprised to be contacted 38 years later by the college kid he stopped for speeding back in the spring of 1980. In fact, the retired trooper didn't recall that he dug down in his wallet for the $5 that student needed to pay his ticket all of those years ago. But the student hadn't forgotten. Chris Butler, 4 decades after the cop helped him get back out on the road, reached out this summer to the Colorado State Patrol, saying he wanted to get that money back to the lawman. And after many weeks of searching, they found Richard Frank, the retired patrolman who all those years ago helped that college kid. In fact, Frank and Butler talked on the phone last weekend and exchanged some laughs about that day. And the retired lawman, Mr. Frank, said he told Butler, "Now, don't forget my $5. That's the Morning Midwest Digest. I'm Max Armstrong. Have a good day.